T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
And now, thanks to Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. It's time for the Scores Postgame Show, live from Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haas Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome in to the Football Post Game Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. We've got Olin Krutz. We've got Patrick Manley. I'm Mully from the morning show. And we got the end of the winning streak for the Bears. Bears come up short 30-16 in Baltimore. Lose by a couple touchdowns, gentlemen.
Yeah, a tough, frustrating loss, right? But especially with Lamar Jackson out, MVP out, Tyler Huntley, the backup is in. The Ravens find a way to score 30 points. The question all along was, what are the Chicago Bears without the takeaways, mm-hmm. right? What kind of team are they if they can't take the ball away? Well, we saw that tonight. The Ravens hold the Bears the first time under 20 points, right? In the last four games, Pat, three interceptions, two touchdowns for Caleb Williams. We're seeing a little regression on him going through his progressions, him being a little late, him getting the ball in the end zone. Offense got to find a way to score early. Really frustrating game today because one you thought they could steal with Tyler Huntley starting for quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. But Bears offense and defense just doesn't – they don't do enough to win the game.
Yeah, it's just a reality check is what it feels like to me. Like, we enjoyed that four-game run, which was nice. But like you said, they lost to a backup quarterback, or you can even call him a third-string quarterback because he was behind Cooper Rush as well. Just really disappointing. You know, the game starts out, and we're all excited because they drive down there twice, and they still have red zone issues. And that's been a discussion the last few weeks. Even though with all the turnovers, you were expecting some of those wins to be a little bit bigger and better, but they're still having the red zone issues. They have 6 points in the first two drives. Way too many penalties. That's what happened the first two games we were talking about. There were still drippings of penalties or droppings of penalties through the game, the winning streak. But again, you talked about, you know, having the turnovers. That changes the game. He had 11 for 79 yards. Zero takeaways. You talked about that. Caleb being late. Special teams play. I'll talk about it. They played very poorly.
Yeah.
Their kickoff return team was bad. The bad alignment penalty for the punt team on Torrey Taylor's punt that was down to the one. They ended up on like the 22 or 23-yard line when they had to kick again. The Ravens pin them down on the 2-yard line. That think that ends up in a punt. The other question is, where was DeAndre Swift? You know, we heard he was injured all week.
Yes.
Why was he not used more? Maybe that was the answer. He truly is injured. I thought maybe they were kind of veteran day rests, but maybe that wasn't the thing. I don't know. I don't know what was going on. But you gave up 30 points to a third-string quarterback, guys. You can't do that.
It was one of the things that was very interesting. One of the things that was very interesting, I think, is that we talked before the game about all Caleb Williams had to do is outplay the quarterback that he was facing. And, you know, the reality is he did not.
No.
And I don't know where you put that. I don't know how to feel about it because we felt he didn't have a great game last week. And that's okay. They're going to solve some things. Things are going to work out. And somehow you had a guy in Hundley who actually had better statistics, a better game, produced a lot more points than the Bears were able to.
Right, and that was the warning signs last week. That's why people were so worried about the way they played the game, right? And I talked about in pregame, but he did make enough plays to keep the run game open, right? He did keep it where Staley, the New Orleans Saints defense coordinator, stayed in two high safeties, and the run game took over the game and the takeaways.
Yes.
And we kept saying, okay, if there's no takeaways and they can slow the run game and they make Caleb throw the ball to beat him, what does it look like? Yeah. Right, and tonight we saw with a pretty bad interception, Monongai opening the flat, still try to force it to Romo Odunze. Cornerback drives in the ball, gets the interception. So we know that there's growing pains yet in this offense in getting to learn what Ben Johnson wants him to do. But today for Caleb, again, just a continuation of the last three or four games where not great games by him. Now, the team was winning, so you were saying, well,
sure,
he is doing enough to win football games. Defense also without their cornerbacks, right, without all their starting board cornerbacks. Kyler Gordon going IR. Jalen Johnson IR. Tyreek Stevenson out. They find a way now. They have to, you know, Dennis Allen has to scheme to keep these guys so they don't just run by them in the secondary. Opens up the run game a little bit for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, just think overall for Caleb, and I was, you know, saying how excited I was for him. I'm disappointed. Disappointed to see the way he came out and played after a week last week where he talked about where he needed to improve, what he needed to do, and I was expecting to see a little bit better. You know, all those numbers of the Ravens, I just swiped them off my iPad, but they're all 30 and 29, 28, whatever across the board defensively that you thought maybe today was the day that you win the game because of Caleb. He would go out there and perform and produce, and he just didn't. And he had a quarterback rating of 77.2. And you were talking about Tyler Huntley at a 116.9. He did get outplayed by a third-string quarterback, a career journeyman. You know, outplayed the number one pick in the NFL going against the defense that was, you know, ranked as low as they were. They did have an extra week prepare, but I still don't care. I mean, those numbers are true, right, of the Ravens. They don't get after the quarterback, which I thought was going to help Caleb, but he just struggled all day. So it's just disappointing overall in the play of Caleb.
You know, the other thing is they begin a drive. They get the ball to begin the game. There's a penalty on the return. Like, I know we just, you mentioned 11 penalties for 79 yards. 11 penalties.
Yes, again.
On the road. That's not, you know, no takeaways, 11 penalties. All you need is to hear those two statistics. They lost the turnover battle 1-0, and they had 11 penalties. I know it's 79 yards, and the opponent has 6 penalties for 45 yards. It's just a... And then they had a penalty on the first drive. It's just frustrating to see the continuation of what is a major issue, which is the Bears are like, guys, it's, you know, you're 7 games into your season. It is not the start of the season. This isn't the first month of the season. You are into an NFL season. You count the preseason games. It's about a halfway point when you think about playing football. They shouldn't have this penalty issue going on.
No, and the focus has to be there throughout the whole year, especially at this point of the season, right? The point where you're getting a little tired in there, guys are getting a little banged up, a little beat up, and you have to come in every day and really work on the small things and the details it takes to win football games, especially on the road versus a desperate team like the Ravens. And we talked about how good John Harbaugh is at coaching, right? And that they were going to break some tendencies going into this game and make adjustments and make it hard for the Chicago Bears to win this football game. And we kept saying, okay, if you don't have the takeaways and you keep having these penalties and you keep giving up these yards and these big plays and you're not scoring touchdowns on offense, then what are you, right? And today we saw, well, the Chicago Bears, the Ravens put 30 points on you. You only score 16. You get beat pretty bad in Baltimore. So the Bears got to go back, like you're saying, Mully, knock the penalties off, can't throw the interceptions, right? Find ways to get the ball in the end zone and keep the other team from moving the ball slowly down the field and then punching it in.
Yeah, and you can play the what-if game, too. What if Lamar Jackson actually played?
Oh, my God.
How many points you giving up there?
They'd have doubled that total, don't you think? It might have been a record.
Yeah, it would have been. The thing is, guys, with all the stuff here on my post-game notes is everything they've been harping on. Red zone issues. I'm going to go back to it. Not putting it in. They could have been up 14-0.
Yes.
That changes the feeling of the game, right? So that's an issue they haven't fixed. We kind of covered over it with the crazy wins that have been the last 4 weeks or how they've been winning the last 4 weeks with the turnovers. And then the penalties as well, 11. You cannot do that. You talk about details and being a good team, you can't do that. Those are two things that you just cannot do if you're not going to get the takeaways.
You want some good news? I have a piece of good news.
Oh, right on.
It's not necessarily Bears related, but it is.
Post game's only an hour?
The New York Jets got their first win of the season, beating the Bengals 39-38.
Wow.
Can you believe they came back and won that game? And Justin Fields, former Bears quarterback, started that game because there was an injury. Remember, he had been benched and the owner had badmouthed him. It's just unbelievably amusing because the Bears play the Bengals. Now, again, they scored 38 points with Joe Flacco at quarterback. But it's such a weird thing, the NFL, where you look at these teams and everybody thought Baltimore was on their way to the Super Bowl, and then they go 1-5. And now they somehow get out of the doldrums against the Bears, which is all we really care about. But, you know, you look at their schedule and you think, wow, they're really in trouble here because they're going to have to face Lamar Jackson, followed by Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow's out, and now they ended up losing a game after making that trade for Flacco, and you thought for a second, wow, they're going to score a lot of points against the Bears.
Right.
But apparently they're going to allow a lot of points too.
Well, yeah, and the thing that worries you is this Baltimore defense was giving up a lot of points and a lot of yards.
Yes.
Right, and we don't go out there and get a bunch of points. They get a little healthier. Obviously, going to the game, we don't have our cornerbacks, right?
Yes.
We lose our defensive linemen during the game, Shamar Turner, Dominique Robinson. So you lose some depth there on defense. But and that probably explains, but you can at least say to yourself, okay, that's why you got 30 points,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
But when you look at the offense, you wonder who's coming to help us.
Right.
Right, the only thing we'd have is we have to get better. Mm-hmm. We have to get better on offense, and that's why the coach is here. That's why all those draft picks are here, and they need to grow into this offense. And as you're saying, Pat, two good drives to start the game, but again, red zone problems.
Yeah, 6 points.
Right, 6 points. So it's just you're just worried about that offense without all the takeaways like we've been talking about, right? And then, okay, you see it today, and Baltimore is now a 2-5 team.
Yeah.
Right, and that's who you just lost to on the road without their MVP quarterback.
Right.
30-16.
Right, by 14 points.
Yes.
Which is, you know, that's terrible. Today was the day I said the Bears, I thought they could score 31 points. I think the Ravens were giving up 32 points, something points a game. And I thought today was the day the offense was going to carry the team. Like you said, the DBs are out. Okay, maybe they're going to score some points over there with the Ravens. Let's see what Caleb can do with this offense against this, 30th ranked defense in the NFL. But they didn't do it. They fell really, really, really short. And we talked a little bit during the game, like, what is going on? You couldn't put your finger on it. There was a whole bunch of things that were going on.
Yes.
Everything looked bad. There was some good runs here, good screens here, bad runs here, bad penalties, bad throws, interceptions. It just did not look cohesive. You know, it just didn't look like what you want to see in a Ben Johnson offense with a couple weeks season.
And in fairness, we knew that DeAndre Swift was on the injury list at the beginning of the week. And I saw this morning that Adam Schefter listed all the significant players that are out this week, and he had Lamar Jackson as the number one guy, but on that list was DeAndre Swift, who he said was not playing for the Bears. He said they tweeted that out this morning, and whatever happened, Swift ended up playing, but he ended up with, I believe, 11 carries for 45 yards and scored the touchdown. It's a pretty good outing for a guy, but he really didn't play a ton to open the game. In fact, Manungai, I believe, got his first start, the rookie.
No, Swift did start. He did play the first play, but it was that boot, and then Manungai got the first carry, which was the next play. I thought the same thing, too, but I got that clarified. So Swift did start.
Oh, he did?
He, yeah,
okay.
But he did not play.
But Manunga,
you know,
got
like
the first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it was, 11 carries isn't quite it. And I think when you look at what they did a week ago to beat the Saints, they dominated in the running game. You know, they got a lot out of Swift, and they got a lot out of Kyle Manunga. Manunga had 7 carries for 24 yards. Mm-hmm. And you look at their running statistics, so DJ Moore carried the ball twice for 3 yards, and Caleb had 3 carries for 24 yards. And technically his 8 yards per carry was the best they did. 4.1 for Swift on the 11 carries, 3.4 for Manunga. That's just not as good as they had done a week before.
Yeah, and you go into the game, right, and you say, okay, Swift's a little dinged up, and we talked about in the pregame having Cole Kmet out.
Yeah.
And
yes.
What was going to be the adjustment without Cole Kmet, because they use him a lot in the run game. So they went to Ozzie Tripillo a lot, bringing extra tackle in. He even did some motioning. Didn't look too bad, the big man in motion, trying to run plays with him. But, of course, when you lose your Swiss Army knife, right, Pat, in the run game, Baltimore's got theirs back in Patrick Ricard. And you saw a couple times, I remember one time him against T.J. Edwards. Ooh. He won that battle. I'm sure T.J. Edwards won a few battles himself today too. But just the fact that the Ravens seem to get a little more healthy, and the Bears, their run game may be affected a little bit by injuries to key guys,
that's
right? Swift. And look, no one wants to hear those excuses. We know that, Pat, right? No one wants to hear that, okay, you know, Cole Kmet's hurt. DeAndre Swift's a little banged up. Two guys very important in the Bears' run game. They don't get as much as you wanted him to get today against a front that was giving up a lot of yards in rushing.
Yeah. I think the post-game press conference of Ben Johnson will be interesting today, because there's going to be a lot of questions that might be or could be answered about DeAndre Swift. Mm-hmm. You know, how much did you really miss Cole Kmet? We'll expand on that, because you're right. Cole Kmet has been the Swiss Army knife for this offense. It's been interesting to see how they use him, and he's been playing well, not just a guy that can line up and do many different things. He's been doing them very, very well. But you look at the numbers here, you know, just the numbers. It's not a terrible game by the Bears, but I want to go back. Yep. They just looked discombobulated. Everything just was not flowing right. They couldn't get it all together.
I mean, you've got to find
points.
You've got
to find points in the red zone. And that's just it seemed like they could get there at some points, and then the other times they were kicking them or shooting themselves in the foot. But it just didn't – there wasn't good flow to this offense today.
Caleb ended up with 285 yards passing, which I'm not sure. That's about as good as he's done this year. He was 25 for 38. For 38 is a lot of passes. Mm-hmm.
Well, how much was on that DJ Moore pass late
in the
game,
that was
right?
It.
You know, that's some of the extra yards, you know, what people call rubbish yards. But,
yes.
The offense, again, just not points. And again, giving up 30 points to Tyler Huntley, which you know it's going to be RPO, zone read, play action pass. Now, look, defense severely undermanned by the time the last whistle is blown, right? Without their cornerbacks, without some of their D linemen. I was hoping today, going into the game, we talked about, can Caleb and the offense be the reason why we win the game? Not win with the offense, not win with Caleb Williams, but win why. That's why we won the game
because
our offense scored this amount of points, controlled the game, controlled the time of the possession, didn't turn the ball over, put the ball in the end zone, put the game away against the Tyler Huntley-led Baltimore Ravens.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the old days, if you could hold a team below 17 points, that was the number one goal of a defense. Now we're in 2025, and these offenses are putting up massive amounts of points, and you held them under 17 points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a good look for the Bears' offense.
Not at all.
In any fashion, and I think we will hear that from the head coach when we do play his audio. Okay. We've got to take a quick timeout. We should let you know that we're broadcasting live from Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. Join the Score and Circa Sports Illinois out here today. If you could have watched the game, a lot of people did. Hang around. We're going to do a two-hour post-game show. We're just getting started. We will get to the phone lines as well. We usually get a lot of good callers whenever the Bears don't win. 312-644-6767 is the number, and we will be right back on the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. On the Score.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have
no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Special teams. That's a good feeling. Hunter Loveland, the motion man. And flags fly.
False start. Offense number 62. After this, instead of goal, first down.
Second down and long. Fake the handoff from his own end zone. Williams has time. Downfield. Intercepted. Wiggins steps in front. And the Ravens come up with the big play defensively. Motion man is Kohler. Go with a big formation. Fake the handoff. Huntley looks the other way. Wide open. Touchdown. It's Kohler for Baltimore.
And now, thanks to Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. We're live from Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, back with more of the Scores postgame show. Presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back in. It is the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. And we, of course, are here at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. We've got Olin Kreutz. We've got Patrick Manley. And we are ready to get to the phone lines. I would let you know that next Sunday we're going to be out and about. We're going to be at Revolution Brewery in the city. That's 3340 North Kedzie Avenue for our pre- and post-game shows. We'll get you ready for the game from 9 to noon, and then we'll have live reaction immediately after the Bears take on Cincinnati. That's next Sunday at Revolution Brewery. And I must say that it was just deflating in a way that you felt the Bears were never in that game. They certainly had opportunities, but it wasn't an abundance of them. And when they could not convert, when they had good field position, they, you know, the two first downs they had in the first half were both right there, right at the beginning of the game. And it was deflating when you're sitting there. I think at one point they had gone 2 of 5 maybe a 2 of 6 on third down conversions, and you're sitting there like, when's the last time they converted a third down? And then they converted
early first quarter.
It was crazy. It was, they just went too long without getting anything done.
And Muttley, real quick before we go to the callers, when they went up 6-0, I was like, okay, the offense is moving. Maybe they'll continue moving and they'll get into the end zone. Well, then when the Ravens went up 7-6, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel good. Just did not feel right. It just was like, all right, maybe the Ravens have figured some things out. They've got a good game plan against the Bears today, and they did. And the Bears' defense didn't show up, and the Bears' offense didn't show up.
All right, 312-644-6767 is the number. We'll start with Quentin. Quentin's on the west side. Hey, Quentin, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, Molly. This game sucked. This game was worse than the CTA shutdown. I seen so many mistakes left and right. Caleb Williams, penalties, false starts, interceptions. It's just getting ridiculous. You know what? I probably don't feel like cooking tonight anyway. I may have to order something for JJ Fish tonight anyway to get this taste out of my mouth once and for all, because I got to face the music at work tomorrow morning.
Oh, Quentin, my heart goes out to you. If it's as bad as a CTA shutdown, I guess it was kind of an offensive shutdown of sorts, right?
Yes.
And the defense could not shut down what was going on with Baltimore. And I don't know why, but it just feels like losing to a backup quarterback, especially when we had this conversation about Caleb Williams, number one overall pick, is the best quarterback in the draft and needs to be the best quarterback on the field today. And the reality was that didn't happen.
Well, and I got to say this. Whenever I saw this, going back to when we played, I'll be the old guy to say back when we played, just because of the defense we had, if we ever knew we were playing a backup quarterback, I was like, oh, it's a W. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just that became just natural to me to think, oh, backup quarterback, somebody's hurt, we're going to win the game, just because we were fortunate to play with some great defenses under Lovie Smith. And it's a game you should not give up 30 points to a backup third-string quarterback guy that was signed, you know, off of Cleveland, right? Cleveland had him during the offseason.
Right.
So it's just it shouldn't happen. And that's just it's disappointing. And I said it at the opening of it. It's back to reality. This is what it feels like the first 2 weeks. Just really disappointing and seeing all the same penalties, red zone issues.
Penalties, red zone issues, and mental mistakes also. Mm-hmm. We were seeing from blocking schemes. I remember second down there, Bears get a first and 6 on the 6-yard line on their first drive, right? And on second down, a defensive tackle for the Ravens, Travis Jones, comes free. No one blocks him in the middle line. And J.J. Watt was like, Travis Jones, sometimes you're just shocked. You're just coming free, right? So, you know, and even before that, they overcome it, but Colson Loveland gets a false start, right? And Caleb converts on third down. But it, like you're saying, those are all the same problems we were talking about that we had hoped they got fixed in the bye.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. But here they are, and they rear their head again on the road. And then just the fact that, again, you know, that this team was just starting Cooper Rush. They didn't even believe Huntley was the best option.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. And they just went to the bye week and said, okay, what's wrong with our run game? What gives us the best chance to win? And talking about going to the game, I think that if it was like a playoff game, Lamar Jackson plays.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. If it's a playoff game, a critical game, he plays. They felt like they could beat the Bears, and that's why I wanted the Bears to beat them. They felt like, okay, if we don't turn the ball over here, they felt like we felt. Mm-hmm. Who are these guys without the takeaways, right? Can they score enough points to beat us? Can they stop our run game and stop us if we just stay in the game and not turn the ball over? And that, I think, is what bugged. That's why this game, like the caller said, absolutely sucks.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Because you want it to go the other way so you can say, see, the Bears aren't just the takeaways. The Bears are doing things that are repeatable. They are running the ball. They are stopping the run. Caleb Williams can convert the critical plays when he needs to. Right? But now we have to go back and say all the other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and that does suck.
And I think the other thing is, didn't Ben Johnson say earlier this week, if he didn't say it in the post game, he said that was the most physical game we played this year, that they played very physical against the Saints.
Yep.
And you felt that, you know, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Well, let me tell you, maybe this is a knee-jerk reaction. Maybe I'm in an overreaction. But I felt like the Baltimore Ravens were a lot more physical than the Bears were. Some of that is the Bears were so physical that apparently any of their secondary couldn't play. But, I mean, it's kind of a drag to not just lose a game but feel like you're getting beaten. There's something about teams running the football, kind of giving the old Wilson enema to you, that makes you really, really uncomfortable in a sense.
Yeah, they weren't doing anything right. They couldn't get anything going. It just seems like if they did, they got down to the red zone, they couldn't score the points. If not, they'd have penalties. If not, the special teams would give up a big return after, I think after they scored a field goal, they give up a big 39-yard return. They gave them great field position, I think, on the 44-yard line. So it was always something that was coming after success. And they couldn't maintain success and continue what they've done the last couple of weeks.
Right, and when you're watching, you say, okay, that, like, go back to that first drive right on that 6-yard line, the mental mistake. And then Theo gets beat on the edge by Mike Green for a sack. And you're like, okay, these are the things we're worried about with this team, right? Is the left tackle going to be a problem? And then I think it was the second play of the game, Hundley boots, Montez Sweat tackles him, goes for the ball, and he holds on to it. And you're like, gosh, 2 weeks ago, that was our ball, right? That was popular. Manley says they come in bunches. And I was like, I thought to myself, did the bunches in?
He was holding on to that bunch, man.
Yeah, that bunch. So it's like for a couple of weeks, those are the plays that we make, right? Pull that ball out, ball pops out, recover that ball. Just early in the game, it felt like a different game. It said, okay, here we are where we got to make football plays against the guy we're going against to win this football game.
And you know, Derrick Henry is called King Henry for a reason, and he was really good in that game. He didn't look like a guy that was aging out or unable to be a star in the offense or whatever the laments were coming out of Baltimore. So, you know, it's always tough to win consistently in the NFL. It's really difficult to stack wins in the NFL, and it's hard to win on the road.
Yes.
And I think all those things may well have ganged up on the Bears a little bit in this performance, because there was really nothing to hang your hat on. Even when they, at the end of the game, you mentioned the pass to DJ Moore, you get down there, and then you're watching this, like, okay, what's your signature play now to get into the end zone?
They still had a chance there.
Yeah, right?
They still had a chance. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is you score early on that after that reception, you have a chance. You know, you always believe. I mean, they won the game against the Raiders. That's where I was like, no way. We're going to be sitting here at our little desk here. You know, we walked over from where we're sitting to watch the game to walk over to here. I'm like, could this really happen? It's been happening a couple weeks before. Is this run really going to continue? Mm-hmm. And then they can't punch it in there because you never know what happens after that. But it just seemed like, again, that kind of is a culmination of what we saw all day. They couldn't figure out right there at the end. They couldn't do what they needed to do.
Putting the ball in the end zone.
Yes, just put it right in the end zone. Quickly.
Dustin pointed out the quarterback sneak looked the same.
Yes.
He didn't just go forward. He bounced.
Yep.
Ended up getting stopped, right? And Molly, we were talking about earlier, is 285 yards. I think he has 64 or 65 yards on that last drive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That one throw to DJ Moore is amazing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. It's the things Caleb can do. It's the things that Coach Johnson said, I don't want to neuter him. I don't want to take that away from him, right? I want him to be able to do those things. But today, just 16 points on the road versus that defense, versus Huntley, right? I understand. You can almost say, okay, the 30 points, it sucks, but you understand with the secondary.
Yes.
I could point to a few things, right?
Yes.
I can point to the secondary. I can point to Shamar Turner and Dominique Robinson, the backups getting hurt early in the game. The 16 points on offense is the thing, Pat and Molly, that I got to go back and really study the film and say, okay, why can't we put the ball in the end zone? Why can't we score points here? Why aren't we just giving the ball to Swift behind Jonah Jackson, Dahlman, Darnell Wright? Did they miss Cole Kmet that much?
Right.
What were the play calls? I went back and watched the film on that, and then a second down, mental mistake on the Travis Jones, right, that let the D-tackle go. That was a problem. That's why Braxton Jones is on the bench.
Yes.
Right, he's on the bench because of mental mistakes on plays like that.
Yeah.
So here they are rearing their head again.
Yep.
Henry's two rushing TDs pass Walter Payton for fifth all-time in rushing touchdowns.
Pretty good.
How's that for
I hate
pretty
seeing
good
that. I know.
That's but a nice kick to the that. Shins.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Adding, and against the Bears, too.
Insult to injury, exactly.
Yeah. But he is a great running back,
and
man.
They were he's had a hell of a career. They had a, did a nice job using Huntley's legs and Keaton Mitchell's legs to keep him off balance, right? Yeah. Use the speed, get him outside. They were really keeping that Bears defense guessing. They went to their bye week. We talked about how Monken and Harbaugh are good coaches.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're going to come out and they're going to make adjustments against this Bears defense, right? Or I thought him and Ben Johnson had a nice battle with play calling-wise. We just, again, in the red zone, could not find our way to putting the ball in the end zone. We said for years around here, they're in under rocks there at Soldier Field. Today, they're under rocks there in Baltimore. We couldn't find the points.
No.
Let's squeeze in Juan. Juan is on the south side of paradise. Hey, Juan, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys? I'm trying to be as patient as I can. If we're treating Ben Johnson what Dan Campbell was to the Lions, obviously that didn't happen in one season. Now, who knows? Maybe we're too excited to see our head coach celebrate at the end of a win for some free hot dogs, and we lost the whole point of the game. But at the same time, I need at least 21 points next week. But thanks, guys. Look forward to hearing you.
Great stuff, Juan. Yeah, you know, we got to take a quick timeout. But when we come back, we'll give you the post-game comments from the truth teller following a loss. So we'll find out how truthful this is. And we'll do that next. You're listening to the football post-game show presented by TimberTech. Decking and railing and a Turo tire on the score.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Third and goal for the Bears. Hand it off. Swift puts the head down, and he's in. Touchdown, Chicago. Ravens disagree. Bears felt like they broke the plane.
Certainly appears like a touchdown from where we're sitting. We'll see if we can get a good look at it, where his knee went down.
Yeah, he's in.
And I think he's in. You can see the knee down, and you can see the ball right there, which is pretty clearly across the goal line. That's a touchdown,
and it's been confirmed.
And now, thanks to Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. We're live from Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Okay, welcome back. It is the Football Post Game Show on the Score, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. We've got Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley, and we are going to have Ben Johnson in just a minute. Our thanks to the fine folks at CBS for that highlight. Good to see DeAndre Swift in action, despite opinions of the contrary or reports that he might not, but he played pretty well and unfortunately wasn't the kind of featured back that he had been in the previous couple of weeks when he was gaining 100-plus yards.
Yeah, got to go back to the film and check out what the run game, where it went, because I just thought when I took a look again at the stats late in the third and fourth quarter, not as many carries as I thought they would have. And I think they had 10 runs on their first two drives, right? So I don't know where maybe someone gets nicked up somewhere or the game, the flow of the game. But definitely have to relook at the film and say, okay, why wasn't the guy who was the biggest key of your offense the last 2 weeks, why wasn't he, what did he end with today?
He had like 11 carries.
11 carries, and it's a lot of them were pretty
just,
late,
just,
right?
Again, it just, everything didn't look in sync. Yeah. Everything was a little off, and it was a close game. It wasn't It wasn't a 14-point game until the very end, you know what I mean? So it's a game where the run game should not have been taken away. It's not where you had to put it in Caleb's hands. You were hoping, we talked about it, you were hoping this was a game Caleb would have taken over, but it's a game you didn't have to do that. It's a game I'm surprised they did not run the ball more.
Let's listen to Ben Johnson's explanation. Here is the Bears head coach in the post game.
Here we go. So a number of guys that didn't make it through the end of that one. Dom Robinson had an ankle. Shamar Turner had a knee. Luther Burden had a concussion. And then OZ, we're still taking a look at his knee right there. So that's what we got for injuries. In terms of the game, give Baltimore a lot of credit. You know, they came out and they played a physical brand of football just like you would expect. You know, they were hungry, they were determined, and truth be told, I expected a little bit more out of our squad to counter that on up. So we fell short. You know, it's our first game in a while, really all season, that we didn't have a takeaway. And so when that happens, you really got to play a clean game, and we didn't. You know, we're double digits in penalties once again. We're not scoring in the red zone. You know, we couldn't quite get off the field as often as we'd like on defense. So they had some good drives. I think time of possession wise, they did a nice job controlling the game. And like I said, we fell short. But our guys, we're gonna get this thing cleaned up. I know they understand how important it is that we play cleaner as a team and we complement each phase better than what we did today. And so that'll be our mission here this week. Go ahead and open it up.
And offensively, with the inconsistency, what's most urgent to you right now in getting that side of the ball humming a little bit better?
Yeah, you know, I think you see flashes of some explosive plays and some really good things happening. But The penalties to me is what stands out first and foremost. You know, we still have some of the pre-snap issues. There's occasional not getting lined up quite right. There's occasional not getting the motion quite right. And so that stuff it adds up and it hurts us. We get away with it occasionally, but it's just not the way you win in this league. And so I think, you know, I really put it on the leaders there in that locker room to get this ship going the right direction in that regard. Us coaches, we've been pounding that drum now for a while, and we haven't gotten the results we wanted. So it's on the leaders here on this team to get us right.
You were at the end of the first half with the intentional grounding, and then you guys had to kind of scramble to get the kick off there.
I thought we had a chance there for points before half. We had a good opportunity to do that, and the intentional grounding certainly didn't help. And so now we're in a position third and long with no timeouts where we know if it's a clock running and we're short of the line to gain that we'll need to get our Hurricane unit out there, our field goal team out there real quick. So I thought the execution of all that was nice, but that's a really long field goal. And so it's a low percentage deal, something that we would like to avoid. So that intentional grounding certainly hurt us.
Did the Ravens and Huntley do anything that you might not have expected, or did they just do it well and it was tough to defend?
Yeah, you know, I thought Coach Monken always does a great job just schematically mixing things up. And like I said before, they play a physical brand of football. And so that showed up. That offensive line was getting after it. And, you know, I thought our defensive line, it was quite a battle there throughout the game. You know, we were intent on not letting 22 get started. I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job of that. But then, you know, Huntley hurt us with both his arm and his legs. You know, we let him get some big ones on the ground, and then he threw some accurate balls there in the air. And so I think at one point he was like 12 or 13 or something like that coming out of halftime. So, yeah, he played really well, and we didn't do enough to affect him.
And what was your vantage point on the interception that Caleb threw there?
I didn't quite see it. I'll have to check it out on film just one more time. Just in my mind, there might have been another option that we could have gotten to.
Any sense of what happened on the last three plays of the game? Obviously, you get down there. It's a desperate situation, but you've got a completion short of the goal line, a quarterback sneak, and then a fourth down play.
Yeah, I don't like my call on the quarterback sneak. I could have gotten to something better there. But, yeah, I mean, we have plays set up to go tempo down there, and I probably didn't do a good enough job in that department.
Did the participation saga with Lamar Jackson, what was your reaction to that both yesterday and as it unfolded?
Yeah, we always prepare for – like I said earlier in the week, we were preparing for Lamar, and then – you know, when we found out that he wasn't playing, then, you know, we get ready for the next guy.
Kyler went on IR yesterday. What exactly happened with him throughout the week, and how long-term is this for him?
Yeah, we're hoping it's going to be of the short-term variety, so we should be able to get him back. But, yeah, it's another soft tissue injury that we're dealing with.
All right, that is the head coach, Ben Johnson, in the postgame. A lot of interesting things. We're going to take a quick time out, and we will be back to break it down. Want to remind you, next Sunday we're going to be at Revolution Brewing at Brewery at 3340 North Kedzie Avenue for our pre- and post-game shows. We'll be ready for the game from 9 to noon, get you all set, and then we'll have live reaction after Chicago takes on Cincinnati. That's next Sunday at Revolution Brewing. We'll do that then, and we'll be right back with your calls. It is the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire, and we will be here on the score in a minute.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.